views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I have been wanting to do a show about strong women, and we always talk about Satan and the goddess light. And so I'm actually going to start out about Lady Godiva. You know, she is more than a box of chocolate. And I have Catherine Lehman on the line with me. So, Catherine, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm telling you, wasn't she more than a box of chocolates? People go, oh, she was a box of chocolates. I go, oh, no, she was more than that.
Yeah, so, tell me what she was there, Bree.
I'm telling you. So she was married to, you know, she was a noble woman, right, in the 11th century. And she had a thing about wanting to save her people. And she was married to a very powerful man. And I'm not going to go on the hardcore details. But, you know, she was like, I got to do something. And nobody would listen to her, right? Her husband wouldn't listen to her. Nobody would, right? So she rides through town naked on a horse, right? And back then, you know, they had really long hair, right? And I'm going, that's something I do. I have to admit, that would be something I'd do. Anyway, so but the whole matter of the story is she stood in her goddess light. She got the job done. And her husband agreed to lower the taxes. You know, so much we need to go into the full history. It's just that she was able to finally stand in her light, do the job, and get it done. How many times do we have to stand in the light and we get criticized for what we do, right? But we still stand in our light and we keep doing the job. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I agree with you. It's there's women all throughout history and women today, including ourselves, that, you know, women aren't taken seriously. They have been relegated to the back burner and then far back from that for some, you know, thousands of years. And I think, you know, it's kind of like the Dalai Lama said, the Western women of the world are what's going to save the planet, because we're stepping up and we're going to say, all right, it's kind of like a mother says to a child. You know, you give them three or four warnings, and then you do something drastic to get their attention sometimes, you know, or dramatic. And that's kind of like, wake up, people, because women have vision. They have these abilities to see things. And I think a lot of the women who are so angry, I'm not one of them, but, you know, the very strong feminist movement that has gone to the other side, is because they're channeling through the fact that the woman's voice has been repressed for so long. And it's like they need to get radical to cause some attention to say, wake up. What do you think?
Well, I think there's ways of going about it. So with me, you know how I am and stuff, right? I get a big mouth. I say how it is. But yet at the same time, I try not to channel my anger that way. I try to find a positive way of doing it. And, you know, I'm going to bring this up since we're talking about different people, like Isis, goddess Isis, right?
Oh, yeah.
And she's really, as a channel and a medium, you are too, she's really frustrated that her name is being used right now for a really low vibrational thing that's happening on. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to bring this up. And, you know, I went in meditation and, and got some information and was like, why are they using my name? You know, it's like, wow, you know, and she knows why they're using her name, but she did one sentence that she had me answer to her. And I was like, well, this is what I'm doing. What can I say? You know, to people, what would you like me to bring across? And she goes, talk about love. That's the strongest defense that we have is love.
Right.
Now, and right. She was such a goddess of love. You know, where mm-hmm. people, you know, if they really got to know who she really was and meditated or, you know, however, learned about her, they'd find out she was of love. And so I kind of am at the point is, how dare you use her name? So I'm telling people, stop. You know?
Right.
The government and all these low vibrational things that are happening, and people may not like what I have to say today, but find another name. Just stop. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's out there, Catherine. That's exactly how I feel right now.
Well, I have felt that way since the beginning when I first heard that name. And actually, that was not the name in the very beginning, but it got reduced to that. And
right.
I'm just, and it, you know, it, I had a real visceral reaction to that when they were using her name in vain. And it's, I thought, okay, well, the karmic kickback from that is going to be, I say, you don't use the goddess, the mother or Isis name like that and not expect it to backfire at some point. You know, it's like the it's going to have a boomerang effect. That's how I feel.
Oh, there's going to be one heck of a backlash. You
yep,
are absolutely
there
right. There is. So,
right.
So I'm just like going, how do you think that we could get them to understand, other people to understand, don't use her, the goddess's name on this thing? It, you know, like some people will say, well, I'm mad as, I don't want to say that either. So I won't use the word demonic, right? Because to me, that's like giving lower vibrations an affirmation, right? So I call them big, bad, and uglies. There's got to be another. I do. I said,
I like it.
Yeah,
I like that.
Thank you. Because a lot of people like start it. Laughing. They just say, what do you mean big, bad, and uglies? And I said, I will
like
not
it because,
use it.
Yeah. Brings in and a sense of humor with it. Yeah.
It does, too. And they hate being laughed at. So it's great.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but there has to be another way that they can use another name, you know, not to hurt a goddess. They still can hear us. They, even they may not be on planet, but they can hear us. They know what's happening, and they're leaving it up to us now they're on planet because Goddess stands for guardians of developing society. So we're here to protect the planet and the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so
and to do our very best. Absolutely.
And, you know, for us, this is our way besides our private way, you know, of classes and, you know,
right.
working with people. Hitting airwaves is the best way that I think that we can get this across today. So before we have to take a break here a little bit, I want to finish talking about her a little bit. So I'm going to go back to Lady Godiva for a second. Can you imagine really going through a town naked to get your point across?
I know. That took some real dedication. It took some guts. Some people mm-hmm. would say she was insane, but she wasn't. She was anything
no.
but,
mm-mm-mm.
you know. And especially back in that era when women could be stoned to death for doing something like that.
Right.
So, you know, that is amazing what she did. You know, just amazing.
Well, and she was so much about her people. So much about the people. And
mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh, wow. Could you imagine, you know, that all happening? You know, that she just got on this horse to make her point. And, you know, going through the market square with only her long flowing hair. I mean, you know, I was just like, wow,
mm-hmm.
you know, that makes mm-hmm. such a point. And, you know, that also tells me, do not be ashamed of who you are.
Right.
And so many
exactly.
people want to hide. You know, it doesn't mean you have to go out and say, I'm goddess so-and-so, or I was an incarnate angel, or this and that, which we all I finally are in a dimension where we can't speak about it without anybody, you know, saying anything, right? Now it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. But, you know, 3 years ago when I started, they were kind of looking at me like I was way out there. Well, I was way out there to bring the information. But you know what? I still stood firm in who I was and why I'm here in the God's light. And you've done
right.
the same thing.
Right.
And a lot
I
of people
certainly have.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I always tend to go out ahead of, you know, like you do, kind of ahead of the masses a little bit and do what some would think are wild and crazy things. But it's not. It's like it's to help people wake up. And every time I go out and do something, I turn around and I go through some really hard stuff, hard knocks. But the growth and the learning, and then guess what? I turn around and, oh my gosh, here come other people behind me, and now I can help them because I've walked the talk, you know?
Right, right. Shadow, you know, going through your dark night of soul, right?
Right.
And people are like going, well, what do you mean by that? You don't really see a lot. Oh, the heck you don't. And now there are a lot of people have seen a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, it's what we had to go through. So, anyway, so I want to talk a little bit about Mother Teresa real quick. She was amazing.
Okay, we're doing good on time?
We're doing good on time.
Okay.
So the reason I want to talk about Mother Teresa for a second before we go on our break is a lot of people think that she took this vow of poverty, right, to make her look like I'm this poor nun trying to help, right? And they actually discriminated against her, and it was wrong. And right. She took this vow of being a goddess to help others, from children to adults with leprosy, you know, all different things. And, you know, she started schools, she started St. Mary's School, which is really kind of cool. And then, you know, and she's been in Africa and all over the world helping people, and started what, health clinics and all these things. And it's like, has anybody ever thought what she had to go through to get to that point? You know?
I know. Mm-hmm. One of the things in reading, she had a best friend that she wrote down all her feelings to and mailed them. And I haven't read the whole thing, but I was reading a little bit of it. And it was talking... it was some of her work. Her friend published some of her work. The pain and the agony in her heart that she went through. It was really gut-wrenching when you read how much she felt unworthy.
Right, right.
You know?
You know what? Catherine, we have to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more of that, what you're talking about. So we're back with more Silver Guy Radio and Catherine Newman.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
This is Sarah Luce from Small Steps Big Breakthrough Radio. I want to invite you to join me and women across the globe for my Sister Spirit Party, where we're going to be teaching you how to lose those limiting beliefs, toss the struggles, lose all the old stories that keep you stuck, so that you can leap fully into your power in 2017. Girl, the world needs you to shine right now. So please join us for this powerful and fun group mentoring called Sister Spirit Party. And now, till February 10th, I'm going to give you $50 off your enrollment. So go to sarahluce.com and enter your coupon code SISTER50 for your enrollment discount. Girl, we need you to shine. Join us. Join the Sister Spirit Party. Let's get your power on.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine, let's finish up with Mother Teresa. So tell us more of what you're saying about her and her friend in the book.
Okay, well, first of all, I was really upset with a friend for publishing these because these were her private stories and never meant for the public. So I don't know why her friend decided to do that other than she thought it might help other people. But Mother Teresa had a visit to her by what she said was Jesus, you know, a spiritual visit. She had like an apparition experience. And basically it set her on this path. And because she had a longing to have these apparitional experiences again, and she did not, except maybe once, maybe twice in the rest of her life, but she interpreted that the wrong way because she always felt like she wasn't good enough. Woman's story, right? She always felt like Jesus didn't come and visit her because she never did enough. So she would push herself to do more and show him that, look, I am worthy. Look at how much I'm doing. So there was a hidden agenda. And in the process of doing that, of course, she fell in love and had compassion with everybody she ever came across. And she saw through deep spiritual eyes. But it was in the beginning, what drove her was the sense of feeling rejected by the masculine. And I think that's been women's story for such a long time.
That's very true. The one thing, though, that I had read this weekend, I was doing some studying. I want to make sure that my information was correct. And well, I forget which pope it was, but actually gave her one of his limousines, right? Mm-hmm. And she ended up selling it to build more hospitals and an orphanage and help other people. Isn't that great?
She's an amazing woman. She's been one of my idols forever.
I'm telling you. Because there's no way that a lot of people can live up to that one. There's just no way.
She is the epitome of compassion and grace, as far as I'm concerned, and courage. Great courage.
No, it takes a lot of courage to do what she did. And, you know, and she really didn't take a vow of poverty. She took a vow to help people. Excuse me.
Right.
And, you know, I had talked on another show about taking vows, right? And it can be any vow. I'm going to have a great day is a vow, right? And,
right.
But she took these vows to help people, and she helped immensely. I mean, it's just like she's won the Nobel Prize Award. I mean, in 1979, you know, all sorts of different things. It was like, wow, she did more than I even realized.
Right.
You know, so how can we continue her work as women today?
You know, it's just like the Divine Feminine, the Divine Mother said to me a month ago when she said, and when I was channeling her to my meditation group and saying the two words we need to focus on in this year and probably in our lives is compassion and compassion and grace.
Right.
And I think that's what we really need to do to come within, to access our own original medicine that we have to offer the planet that's nowhere duplicated, because it can only come through you and it can only come through me as who we are. And I think that to use her, she was herself. She didn't mm-hmm. follow, you know, a whole lot of doctrines. She did things the way she wanted to do them, you know, and I think that that's kind of what we're doing, is we're going out beyond the lines that have been drawn, and we have to. If the world is going to survive, women need to step outside that circle that's been drawn around them to keep them contained.
Right. I also believe that as long as they're, you know, I'm going to really push this one, I'm staying in love state, they yes. can come out in divine perfection, because everything is happening in divine perfection right now. The veils
That's
are thinning.
Right.
The truth is coming out. And women, like what you said, the Dalai, from the Dalai Lama, women are now starting to take their rightful place.
Right.
Yeah, and being the leaders of who they are.
Right. And even though there's this pushback, try and push women back down and take away some of the women's rights, it's not gonna happen. The tide is too strong.
Right. No, I agree with that. That would be like trying to shut me up, Catherine. That so won't work with you and I, you know.
Nope.
And so it's like, you know what? No. The one thing that how do I say this? The one thing that I'm very proud of with women that I've been meeting lately, they're all standing in their own personal power and their truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so happy for that. A lot of people are saying, well, how do we do this? You know, step in our truth, right? And step in our own power. And for me, it's like, I love myself enough to be me. And that's why I tell people, love yourself enough to be you.
Oh,
and when you can
like
love
that.
Yourself
yeah.
to be you. So it's kind of like, I love myself enough to drink the water instead of the cappuccino.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's my new thing, right? So I'm stopping cappuccino, mm-hmm. right? But I love myself enough to drink the water. I love myself to take care of myself. But I love myself enough to help others no matter what's going on.
Right.
You know, so today was a really interesting thing that happened. My husband bought the wrong ink I needed for the printer, right? And they changed the numbers of it, right? And I hate that when they do that. But anyway, so I bought the ink and I opened it up and I put it in a printer and it was the wrong ink, right? And so I went back to the store today and I got the ink and I couldn't return it. And all of a sudden I had this feeling to turn around to this woman, and because I had opened the packages, right? And I turned around and I said, do you need some ink? And I explained what kind of ink it was, right? The brand and the number. And she goes, actually, I do. I said, here's some ink. It's brand new.
Aww.
How simple is it to be loving that way?
I know.
I couldn't return it. So
right.
I lost some money, which wasn't even a money thing. It was, you should have seen her face. It was by giving her that just kind gesture of a couple cartridges of ink.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, yes, because kindness, these like random acts of kindness or kindness is so not present visibly in our culture, except here and there. And I'm happy to say I'm starting to see more of it. You know, even though the media would like us to think something different, I'm seeing more of it, more and more people. Even, believe it or not, on the freeway in Los Angeles, you know, you always get the road ragers. But there are more and more people, you know, letting people move over and waiting and, you know, slowing down. And I'm just so happy to see this coming to the forefront, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's happening everywhere right now. And I wish people would just kind of open their eyes and realize it. And one thing is breathe, you know, that they just breathe. Take their time.
Yeah.
We're not having to, go as fast as we used to. If you slow down, smell the roses, mm-hmm. you get what I'm saying? And
exactly.
all that's going to be happening. So,
right.
You know, you know, the other thing is, when I gave her that ink, right? And it's just a simple gesture, right? But it really touched my heart, because if you had seen it, like, three people were around me, right? And they could not believe that somebody would give somebody some ink, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, why? You just do something simple to help somebody. And I told her happy Valentine's Day early. That's all it was. You know, and we just have conversations on the air, you and I do. But, you know, have you ever run across something like that where you just turn around and you just know you got to give somebody a dollar or a hug or just how are you today?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I think this is a big time where women need to give everyone encouragement.
Yes.
And show that they can stand in their power and their truth of who they are. You know,
well,
we don't
women
have
are the role.
Up,
yeah, we're the role models.
Right.
You know, because believe it or not, we're the ones that, you know, I get women in my office all the time going, well, why do I always have to be first? Why can't my husband do it? You know, why am I always the one that has to go first? I said, you got to shut up and buck up and understand that's the way women work. That is their role, is to make the path. Make the path. And
I love it.
If you want the others to follow, then be quiet. You got to just go do it, you know? And I get tired like everybody else sometimes. But, you know, I chose to be a woman this time, and I'm grateful for it. So,
well, I'm really glad to hear that. Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. So, you know, what else could you maybe give us on Mother Teresa real quick that people might want to know?
Well, I think first of all is that she never saw herself different. She saw everybody as herself. She was the epitome of the one in the many and the many in the one kind of saying. She never saw any separation of any kind, regardless of, you know, everybody reflected a piece of her. And it didn't matter what color, what sexuality, what religion, you know, what financial status, it didn't matter. Everybody
you got
was an extension of her. So I think that's what we need to remember the most.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Namaste kind of, you know,
right.
I see
right.
the divine in you that's also within me, and her ability to see beyond the physical and the, you know, the words that people talked about and see the divinity of the soul that's shining in there. That's
right.
Really women. Okay. That's where women's medicine comes into play.
Right. We're going to talk more about that in just a few minutes. We're with Captain Lehman, Silver Guy Radio.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit DanaCanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So I'm going to talk a little bit about me and what made me stay strong in the goddess light. So as a child of nine, I brought that up many times. I was raised in goddess light. And kids can be cruel. But I have to tell you this. My brother was the cruelest of all of them because he just thought it was a bunch of hocus pocus. And I'm not talking about the Bette Midler movie. and, you know, but the kids at school weren't bad about it, right? They wanted to know about it. Are you a witch? Are you a goddess? What is this, right? And I said, well, it's earth-based, but yeah, it's from source, right? At that time, you would say God, right? And it was all combined into one. And they didn't understand that. But you know what was really funny is the parents were more critical about it than children. And my family really instilled in me, my mother and my aunts and my grandmother and so on, and the other people that are involved with my mother's this goddess like group, I want to call it, because it really wasn't like a covenant like that, right? And really instilled in me to be strong. And if I was going to be who I am, this is the kind of criticism I was going to have to take. And, you know, there's like, you know, the movie Practical Magic, Catherine?
Mm-hmm.
And the kids would go, witch, witch, witch. You know, I got that a couple of times, right? I'm not going to deny that.
Right.
But, you know, I kind of laughed at him at the same time because it was like, you can call me a witch. You can call me. I don't care. I'm still going to stay who I am in my goddess light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is as a young kid. So by the time I got into high school, it was very well known, right? And, but my mother taught me about Mother Teresa. My mother taught me about Lady Godiva. She taught me about Joan of Arc. She taught me all these things. And that's what helped me stay in my goddess light. But she also taught me about the tribulations that she had to go through as a young child, you know, back in Germany, right? And by her experiences, she was able to teach me that I don't need to be ashamed of who I am. So when 6 years ago, almost 7 years ago now, I moved back to Washington and was taking care of my mom, right? And so I had to stop teaching for a while. Obviously, I came back home. And when I left home, everybody talked about it, right? But when I got back, a lot of people didn't. So I took a 3-year break, right? And I was like going, wow. And I start talking about the fifth dimension and or the fourth and the fifth, right? And people are kind of like going, what is that, right? You really know what you're talking about. Well, I was talking about being your true authentic self, right? People said things to me. They thought I was way out there. But you know what? I wasn't way out there. You're like me. We get the information before.
Right.
And why is that? To pave the way for others so we can help them when they get there. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's true. It's not that I had the intention to do that, and I don't think you did either. It's like, oh, I'm going to go out and do this, pave the way.
No,
that's
no.
Just what happened. I mean, just by living a life and by following my own calling, that is what happened. It's like if I got a message to go and do something because that was my next spiritual step up, I would go and do it, and then I would realize later, oh, okay, I get it. I'm supposed to help other people because they would come in and ask. So it seemed like helping other people was a byproduct of having the courage to follow my own path and, you know, and be a little bit radical, you know, on the edge of things because, you know, we did things before they, and still do, before they're accepted. You know, right. I look back now and I see a lot of the stuff I talked about is now being proven by science because science and spirituality are coming together. But back, you know, 20 years ago, that wasn't the case. And yes, I was called a witch. Yes, you know, my children had to, you know, hear that their mother was a witch, that sort of thing. And they had a hard time, you know, with it a little bit. So because their mom was different, you know, they didn't. I wasn't a witch. I wasn't practicing witchcraft. I wasn't doing anything other than following a spiritual path. And I was more into, as I had mentioned on a show before, I had been adopted into a Native American tribe, and that's the path I was following. But, you know, people who don't understand it get frightened and get scared and put it all under one category that's called witchcraft, which nothing could be further from the truth. And besides, you know, healers, women who worked with herbs were called witches and all of that. And it's like insane. It was a way to once again downplay the feminine and keep her imprisoned so that she didn't own her power. So we've had to come out and follow our own inner instincts and our own inner path. And then as we turn around and extend the hand, say, come on, let's go. You can do this too. And that's what we've been doing. So I think of all of the hard knocks I've had in my life and doing things that I share with a lot of my students, and they just look at me and go, phew, I'm glad you had to do that, not me. Thank you for coming back and sharing and teaching about this so we didn't have to do it. And so that's kind of, you know, as I said, that was not my intention. That just kind of happened.
And it does just happen because the information that some of us get, and, you know, we get it early for a reason, you know, and sometimes it irritates me because, like, you try to explain things, right? And if the astrologers don't have it out yet, it's not here. You know, well, sometimes I have to tell you guys, they don't get the information, and some of us get it. And you've been ridiculed. I've been ridiculed. And it's like, you know what? I'm still going to stand strong in my light. I'm going to give these information out. And you know what? I wouldn't change a thing of what I've been through in the last 3 years. I would not change one thing because what it did, it made me stand firm and strong. And, I tell people my experiences for a reason. You know, one, we can't talk about other people. Well, here's something I can talk about. And this is my husband. He's already said that before. You know, a long time ago, he used to make fun of me, right? And I said, you know, one day you're going to learn a lesson, right? And he said, if your guys and your fairies and all this stuff are going to show himself real, you know, show himself to him, right? All of a sudden, they did. A big, white, tall hair guy stood behind me. A fairy was one way, a fairy was another way. And my husband was running around the kitchen almost in tears. Of course, I was dry heaving over the sink, right? I was so mad, right? I was like, oh, no, you just did not do that to my guides, right? And that really made him turn around and listen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing his own spiritual walk. But it took that extreme for him to have faith.
Right. Well, and it took some pretty strong extremes for me to wake up to get my attention because I was so indoctrinated with all the fear stuff, like, oh, this is the work of the devil, and oh, this is it. And no, it's not. Again, when you research history, it never was. It was what people, you know, what the religion chose, those in control of religion, try to take any power away, empowerment away,
right.
And, you know, and push it down and try to steal all the ceremonies and things for themselves and then use them for greed and control. That's kind of basically, you know, in a nutshell. And I've had to take a stand so many times. And when somebody comes in the door to work with me, I say, you need to think twice. Because working with me will get you someplace, that I can promise. And I'm not saying that if somebody's open, then it will. So I'm not saying that just to pat myself on the back. Because if they're not open, it's not going to work. But I do say the one thing you can expect from me is for me to shoot from the hip. I'll tell it to you like the way it is, and I'm not going to lie to you, and I'm not going to treat you with kid gloves. It's going to be solid, clean, pure, and a lot of compassion with it, and is with as much grace and love as I can possibly give you. So if you're ready to speak the truth of who you are, then, you know, we can do this.
Right.
I don't know about you, Bree, but I'm on the fast track. It's like, we don't have time to be messing around and coddling everybody's feelings.
We don't. And people are like going, you know what? You need to kind of take it easy on them. You need to come down to their level. No. You know what I want? I want them to raise above my level.
Right.
So
exactly.
Maybe I might have to change some of my verbiages, but I can get them to that level. You know, we don't have a minute left before we have to take another break. But, you know, you said something there where it's not time to coddle anymore and we have to stop. I'm not one of the, you're not one of those mushy, quiet little teachers. Neither am I. We just shoot off the hip, out the mouth, and give them to them exactly straight how it's supposed to be, at least in our eyes, right? And if they take some of it and it resonates with them, they're great. If it doesn't, okay, that's okay too.
That's fine.
But, you know, I saw a couple clients this weekend, and I was doing some life coaching, right? And they were like, wow, how do I get to your point? You know, to where I'm at, right? I said, hard work and courage and keep going.
Right.
No matter what somebody says. And the one person has a certain job and she goes, do you think it's bad? And I said, of course not. You're not doing nothing illegal. You're supporting yourself. You're putting yourself through school. You're doing your job. Don't worry about what other people think because the type of job you have. So we'll talk more about this when we come back. More with Kathy Lehman and Silver Guy Radio.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio. The 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, Remember Who You Are, Honoring Ourselves, We Heal the World, is this February 16th through the 20th. WOW is calling for women to gather. This is the time for women to step into our power, support each other, share our stories, empower our dreams, and build leaders for our community and the next generation of women. Join us for life-changing, intimate workshops on diverse topics such as music, dance, art, sexuality, relationships, healing, goddess wisdom, life purpose, and more. Join us and be witnessed, valued, and inspired to discover your purpose and share your stories. WOW is one of the longest-running women's spirituality conferences in the world. You can register for individual events or enjoy the whole weekend. This February 16th through the 20th, visit womenofwisdom.org.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Catherine, so we're going to talk about something a little bit different about judging people and judging ourselves. So when we judge somebody, are we judging ourselves at the same time? What do you think?
Of course we are.
And do we have that right to judge another person?
No, we do,
do
not.
Do we have the right to judge ourselves?
No, we do not.
How simple is that? Okay, time's up. Okay. No, seriously. So, you know, I've been struggling with my weight, right? And this weekend, I came up with the idea, I love myself enough to drink that water, right? Instead of the cappuccino, right? And I gotta quit saying right. Teresa's going to say, quit saying right all the time when she gets back from Mexico.
Yes, I was just going to tell you that.
Hey, I've been listening to everything else she told me to do while she was gone. Anyway, but... So if I love myself enough not to eat that candy bar, which I actually screwed up the other day, but, and I love myself enough to don't eat carbs, I love myself enough to help people also. How does that all coincide together?
Well, here's the thing. It's like, you know, if we truly are, which I believe we are, mirrors one another. Anytime we judge somebody, then we're judging an aspect of who we are. If we're all from the same source, then we're judging force. And, you know, I just don't think, you know, all there is consciousness and unconsciousness, basically.
Right.
People are either awake or we're all in various stages of being awake or asleep or whatever. And we're all playing our part. And some of us chose to play some pretty tough roles to help people wake up. So it's like, okay, I'll go in and play the bad guy this time and, you know, help you along or whatever you need to get moving. So I think since we don't know somebody's history, and we don't even know our own soul history, we have no idea how much has accumulated in who we are. All we can do is realize that there is a divine spark in each and every one, and we just do our best to stay out of judgment. I may not like something somebody says or does, but I don't have to judge them as a person.
And this is where I want to interject. So universal laws, right? We don't have to like it, but we have to honor and respect them as much as they need to honor and respect us.
Right. Exactly.
So sorry about that. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I want to interject that real quick.
No, but when we don't, you know, when we don't, we have to look at what's the fear behind it. You know, I don't have to agree with someone. I can agree to disagree, but we can still have grace about the whole thing, you know. You know, we can still allow each person, you know, to have, you know, there's unity and diversity, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
There is unity and diversity, and we were all created different. You know, we weren't created equal. We were we're all equal in the sense that we are all from the same source, but we were created to channel things differently. Variety is the spice of life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're going to do things different than I'm going to do things, and vice versa, you know, and that's just the way it is. So, this, we were all created equal, bugs the crap out of me because it's not truthful. We aren't, you know, it's like we aren't. And we're created with a lot of variety, and we're not, you know, cloned. We are not cloned, though there are many that's trying to clone us. We are not cloned. That's another topic for another day.
Yeah, but that is a topic for another day. You know what? Yeah. Here's the thing. Is some of us come back with this information, right? We're born with it. We have it in our cellular memory. Right. And we come back with this information to help guide other people. And just like you have, I've been that way. I've met other people that didn't understand. That's where they got their messages from, right? But you know what? It doesn't matter. We're here to love everybody unconditionally, no matter who you are, what you are, what race you are, what religion you are. We're here to love you. That's one thing. The one thing I want to bring out a couple messages here real quick. Everybody can get a hold. Catherine, let's give out your email address. I mean, your website. Sorry.
Website. Evolutionary Soul Psychic. S-O-U-L. Psychic. Evolutionary Soul Psychic. Also, there's a link to KatherineLehman.com. If you can't remember Evolutionary Soul Psychic, you can go to KatherineLehman.com. And find out also about Mount Shasta journey that's coming up, because that's where people are going to go and find out even more about the soul of who they really are. That is an amazing trip. And so all the information is coming out on that this week.
Okay, great, because Trish and I are going to be there. We're excited.
Yes. And flyers, if anybody wants the flyer on it, email just to look into it, want to talk to me about it. You've got all the information. You just go to the website, look it up, give me a call, and I'd be happy to talk with you. But I, you know, some of the people that went last year, they're coming back because they had such a phenomenal time last year that, you know, I've already got 1, 2, 3 from last year that have said, okay, I'm coming back, you know, so it's like people better start signing up.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah. When people are wanting to come back, let me tell you, that is really something. So the other thing is, if you don't find Catherine's through evolutionarypsychic.com, I think I did said it wrong.
Evolutionarysoulpsychic.com.
I'm so in my power, Catherine, right now. You can tell.
Just think of the word ESP. It's ESP.
Okay, there you guys got it. The other thing is, you can go to silvergaia.com and you can find her information. Click on her picture and she's under Master Teachers and you can get it through there also. But the Mount Shasta event, you guys really want to check it out. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. I can't stand it. I had to buy a whole bunch of Diane Robbins books. So I'm expecting a bunch of them to come in any day right now. So we have them here and it's going to be exciting. So let me tell you something. This is what I want you to do. First caller that calls Catherine today gets Diane's Telos book.
Free book. All about my
free
Shasta,
book.
And
you know,
and also I'll give them a $20 discount if they want an Akashic record reading to start reading about who they are, what their evolutionary soul energy is about.
Okay.
They can get a discount.
Hey, maybe I need to take advantage of that one. Well, Catherine, it's been really fun today with you. I'm telling you what. It has been fun. So we're going to close out the show here in a minute. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Catherine, about staying in your power?
Just in case. I just want to say my phone number is 951-313-8541. Again, that's 951-313-8541 in case you have a pen handy. But we are meant to stay in our own authentic power, and we need to get past the programming. And there's a lot of programming. And I wrote a book with a friend of mine you can find on Amazon about who and what owns you, and you'll find out it's not yourself. and it's time to get back into it. So the book is Who and What Owns You, and it's a really quick read, and it's got humor in it as well.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining Silver Guy Radio and with Catherine Luma today, and we will see you next time on Silver Guy Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.